Pleasure to welcome back Ralph Akampora to the show, co-founder of Chartered Market Technician Designation, CMT. How's the weather in the Midwest today?
It's a little cool and rainy.
Well, that sounds like most of the United States today. It's great to have you back. We're in the middle of a slight correction in U.S. equities. Those perma bears are out in droves again, telling us the end is nigh. We've heard this for about a decade now. And do you have any positive comments for our bulls on Wall Street?
Yes, I do feel a little bit concerned about a couple of things. Prior to the sell-off that we experienced starting last Thursday and Friday, you know, things to me look pretty good. Confirmed Dow theory confirmation. The industrials at an all-time new high, and the transportation at a new high. And the leadership in the small and mid-cap stocks were fine. You know, so it looked good. But I have to say, the last Thursday and Friday, we did a little bit of technical damage. Not enough to become a perma bear by any means, but at least to give a heads up. When we make the near-term low in the next, hopefully in the next few days or a week or so from now, you know, get this little correction out of the way. I have to insist that when the next rally comes, it has to cross the board new highs, because a month or two from now, if that does not happen.
Do you think then, even with the NASDAQ recently hitting, what was it, I think 8150, maybe a little higher, almost twice its year 2000 peak, we might be looking at something a little more substantial, just a healthy correction?
Well, I'm not looking for a 20% correction just yet. What we're in the neighborhood of is a correction for me is anywhere between 5 and 10%. I think that's almost a given. If anyone has been following this market over the last number of years, you have to agree that we got a little bit ahead of ourselves. So a long overdue pullback or pause or correction, whatever, as I said, between 5 and 10%, I think is a given. I think it would be very, very helpful. But as I mentioned a moment ago, any subsequent rally that we get from here or slightly lower, I have to see new highs, because if not, then a couple of months down the road, you and I could be talking about lots of divergences. You know, a divergence by definition is this failure to make new highs, and Wall Street abhors failed rallies, because that gives seller an opportunity to liquidate into strength.
Let's talk about some of the things that might cause a potential pullback. I mean, we obviously have seen, you know, West Texas crude oil soar to highs we haven't seen in several years, within earshot of $80 last week. That makes some folks think, well, maybe the economy is a little too hot and the Fed's going to continue putting the brakes on the economy in 2019. I think you may have mentioned that nothing really upsets you with crude oil till we cross 100.
With the most recent activity and the pushing to new multi-year highs, I think conservatively light crude, a target of 80, which is about 4 or 5 points from here. So I think that's a given. It could push to the low 90s. We'll see. Energy front still strong.
Okay, and another topic that our guests bring up, the flattening yield curve that we've seen and the potential for an inversion soon as 2019 as investors start to anticipate the Fed wrapping up their rate hiking cycle, maybe 2 or 3 rate hikes, and then that's it, they're thinking in 2019. But, you know, again, you don't worry till we cross that 5% on rates threshold.
Yes, I like to look at the history of the yield chart, and I have a graph that goes back to the early 1940s. Between 1940 and let's say 45, 46, we had a trading range similar to what we're having now. It was in the mid into the 60s that we had rates starting to rise just like they are today. But if you overlay the market on top of that, you had a bull market, a secular bull market in the late 50s and early 60s. That secular bull market ended in 1966-67 when interest rates crossed 5% on a meaningful basis. So, yes, we could live with scary moments like we're getting and people fearful of rates and all, but history's any guide. 3.5% is not the red line for me. It's 5%.
And speaking of history and guidance, for students of technical markets, if you go back and just look in the S&P and the Dow, even the NASDAQ circa late 80s and all throughout the 90s, I mean, you see this sort of 45-degree angle ascent where the, you know, especially in the weekly chart, where the 50 and 200 period moving average price never really even comes near those. I can't help but see some parallels between those times, maybe not economically, even as a nation, but technically?
If you're looking at that, the moving averages, you're correct. If you look at them on a monthly basis, they're fine. Golden cross and dead cross, for those who watch the moving averages. The dead cross is when the shorter-term moving average breaks below the longer-term. Especially on a monthly basis, that would be a long-term negative, and the record is pretty good. And we're not close to doing that. So, as far as I'm concerned, the secular bull market's alive and well. But keep your heads up. You know, some of the leadership, you know, some of the techies are experiencing some weakness. I get a little concerned about things like packaging companies like International Paper breaking down, BlackRock breaking down, some of the railroads breaking down, home builders not doing well. You know, they reflect their early indicators of maybe a problem.
And, you know, the FANG stocks have been struggling just a bit there. It looks vulnerable to further selling.
You're correct. If you look at the over the last, since June of last year, actually, it's been in a tight trading range, and it's been had a series of rallies, of course. And as you say, we're coming back and testing the April low of this year.
You know, there's always, I guess, some clouds on every horizon, no matter how sunny the weather.
I just bring up these points because we as technicians, the thing that's most important to us has nothing to do with the headlines, has nothing to do with us personally. The market, technically, is very objective. And that objectivity allows us to have discipline. And the discipline is watch the trends. And if you start to see them broken, especially the major trends, you act accordingly. You lighten up if you have to. That's the discipline of technical analysis. And in some cases, I see that happening, and I am lightening up. It isn't across the board. There's nothing wrong with that. As long as you rotate a little bit. And that the word rotation, the lifeline of every bull market, like the current leaders in some of the technology stocks are falling out of favor, that's fine. Okay. They rotate into something else. And that's something else, if you look at utilities and some of the defensive stocks, they appear to be doing a little bit better.
Give us your thoughts, then, if you don't mind, on precious metals. It's been a tough couple of years for the XAU, and I know our listeners would love to hear any positives that you can try to muster for the precious metals shares.
Looking at the XAU right now, as we speak, December 2016 low was broken a while ago, so was sitting on a perch there. There was a lot of price activity there. And that breakdown suggests, unfortunately, a little bit of stabilization here. I'll give you another level to watch. September low of this year, it's around 60. So it's currently at 65. If you're in it, hold it, you know, but if it takes out 60, there's your discipline again. You put a safe stop right under that.
Yeah, I like that idea. You know, have some type of safety mechanism in place. You know, the commodities have been showing signs of life. Crude oil, a big factor pushing the CRB higher. But, you know, there's also been some other individual movers like palladium crossing that $1,000 point. Looks like it's headed for perhaps parity with gold. And then there's also many other rare metals or near precious metals, rare earths and things of that nature, people keeping their eyes on. Anything interesting in the commodity sector from your perspective?
Other than crude, no, I'd say the agriculture's trying to stabilize, and that's been long overdue. I need a lot of before I can get too super bullish on that.
All right, Ralph Akinpura, we want to thank you for your time today, and we'll have folks directed to your website and all the information you provide.
Oh, thank you very much.